now we are in this first division where we see the person of Jesus Christ. And it's Christ in glory and the revelation of Him in all of His position and glory as the great high priest who's in charge of His church. He's very busy today. We'll see that when we get to it. Then He is in absolute control from here on. In the Gospels, we find Him meek and lowly and humble, and that He died upon a cross. He made Himself subject to His enemies down here. But you don't find that in the book of Revelation. He is in control. He's still the Lamb of God, as we see, but He's the kind of a Lamb that can speak of the wrath of the Lamb, and it terrifies the earth. That's when His judgments begin upon the earth. Now, we have here the person of Jesus Christ, and He's the theme of this book. He's directing everything. When the scene moves to heaven, we see Him moving there, controlling everything. Now, the major theme of the entire Bible is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scriptures are both theocentric and Christocentric. That means they're God-centered and Christ-centered. And since Christ is God, He is the one who fills the horizon of the total Word of God. And this needs to be kept in mind in a special way in the book of Revelation more than any other book of the Bible, even more than the Gospels. The Bible tells what He has done, what He is doing, and what He will do. And the book of Revelation emphasizes what He is doing and what He will do. And we need to keep that in mind. Now, as we come to verse 1, we have the title of the book. And I'm going to read my own translation that I have in my book on Revelation. And you'll find that many of these verses, in fact, most of it, I'll give you my translation. It's not that I think it's better, because I don't. And it's not that I recommend it, because I don't recommend it. Here in Southern California, for years, we've call my translation the McGeachus ad absurdum translation. And I would not defend it if anybody made an attack upon it. All I attempt to do is just lift out the Greek and get at what John is saying here in the book of Revelation and try to couch it into the language that is maybe a little bit more literal. That is for our understanding today.